President Bush says the new year brings new opportunities for progress, and he's looking forward to working with the new Congress.
The Congress has changed. Our obligations to the country haven't changed. Tomorrow, members of the 110th Congress will take their oaths of office, and I congratulate them. I welcome their arrival into town. I'm looking forward to working with them.
President Bush says he's encouraged by what he says have been productive meetings with leaders from both parties. He says it's time to set aside politics and focus on the nation's future. Democrats won control of both the House of Representatives and the Senate in November elections that focused largely on voter discontent over the war in Iraq. With the president preparing what he says will be a new way forward in Iraq, Democratic leaders plan to start their legislative agenda with domestic issues, including a higher minimum wage. President Bush says the new Congress should make sure it spends the people's money wisely. He says legislators should reform the federal retirement program and subsidize medical care. He wants Democrats to give him a line-item veto and to rein in spending on legislative earmarks that direct money to specific projects in members' districts, a tactic that's come to be known as pork barrel politics.
One important message we all should take from the elections is that people want to end the secretive process by which Washington insiders are able to get billions of dollars directed to projects, many of them pork barrel projects, that have never been reviewed or voted on by the Congress.
The president says he'll send Congress a five-year budget proposal that will balance the federal budget by 2012. He says his proposal will restrain spending, but will continue to fund the fight against terrorism. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。